Chapter 6 Married Life. Tony and his parents wanted the wedding to be in London. Uncle Matthew said that he had never heard of anything so stupid in his life.
"Women should get married near their homes," he shouted.
The Krozigs told Linda that if she had the wedding in London, there would be more guests and she would get more presents. They also told her that the important people who could help Tony's career would never go to Alconley, especially in the winter. Linda agreed, which made Uncle Matthew extremely angry. On the day of the wedding, Uncle Matthew and Aunt Sadie were not speaking to the Krozigs. Uncle Matthew cried all day, and Sir Leicester did not smile once. After the wedding, the Radlett and Krozig families continued to hate each other. The Krozigs did not think that Linda was useful for Tony's career. The Radletts thought that Tony was boring. Tony started working in his father's bank and had stopped thinking that Linda was funny. The relationship had failed already. The Krozig family were very different from Linda's family. They used different words for things, and they asked her to call them father and mother. They owned houses in South Africa, a hotel in Switzerland, and expensive diamonds. On Linda's birthday, Sir Leicester gave her £1,000. Linda was very pleased and bought a diamond necklace.
"Did you spend the whole £1,000 on that necklace?" Sir Leicester said unhappily.
"Yes," Linda said. "I thought that you wanted me to buy one thing with it. Then I'll always remember that it was you who gave it to me."
"No," Sir Leicester said. "I wanted you to spend it on the important people who can help Tony's career. The money was for dinners and parties, not one necklace."
Linda hated these important people and thought that they were boring. She tried to be interested in Tony's career, but she could not understand why somebody with a lot of money wanted to work with money all day. Tony was also interested in politics, another thing Linda hated. The Krozigs knew that Linda was not interested in Tony's career or politics, and this annoyed them. The autumn after Linda was married, I got married to Alfred Winchem, a very intelligent man. Alfred and I moved to Oxford, and I am very happy. We now also have 3 children, but this is Linda's story and not mine, so I will say no more. Alfred and I saw a lot of Linda around that time. She often came to Oxford and chatted for hours and hours. She did not seem unhappy, but she was clearly very lonely. Tony worked all the time, and Lord Merlin had gone abroad again. One day, while visiting me in Oxford, Linda told me that she was pregnant. She did not seem happy about it. The child, a baby girl, was born in May. Linda was ill for a very long time before and after the child was born. The doctors said that if she had another child, it would kill her. This disappointed the Krozigs. They wanted Tony to have many sons so that their banking company could continue. Linda did not care and was not at all interested in the baby.
"What is the baby's name?" I said, while visiting Linda in hospital.
"Moira," Linda said.
"You can't call her Moira.
It's an awful name, I said. Tony likes it. He had a sister called Moira who died, Linda said. She died because his other sister, Marjorie, hit her on the head with a spade when she was 4 months old. And they think that our family is mad. Can you believe it? But you can't give her the name Moira. It's unkind, I said. I don't care, Linda said. I'm not sure if I like her anyway. Oh, Linda, you can't say that. She's your daughter, I replied. But it was true. Linda did not care about the baby. And when she left the hospital, she did not spend much time with Moira, which was worrying. Linda doesn't like the child very much, I said to Aunt Emily. She's been very ill, Aunt Emily said. She nearly died twice. Sadie has been very worried. Stop it, Davy said. I can't imagine a world without Linda in it. I didn't see Linda much during the next few years, but we were still very good friends. I stayed with her in London sometimes, and we wrote to each other often. She never spoke about her relationship with Tony or Moira, and it was clear that she was not in love with Tony anymore. The Krozigs were still annoyed that Linda was not interested in Tony's career. They told their friends that Linda was strange and that she was only interested in animals and never spent any time with her daughter. It was true that Linda seemed more interested in Lord Merlin and his friends than anything else. She spent her days chatting with people in her bedroom, on her bed, or in the kitchen at the table. She chatted in the bath and on the stairs. She chatted while walking in the park or in the cinema. Tony did not seem to care. He also knew that Linda was not in love with him. He liked the attention that she received as his beautiful wife, and they were always invited to parties. Everyone loves Linda, Davy said, after arguing with Alfred and I about Linda's new life. But I agree about her relationship with Moira. She should try harder. Linda still did not like her daughter, and Sir Leicester and Lady Krozig mostly looked after Moira. It's so strange that Linda isn't having other relationships, Alfred said. Her life must be so boring. I don't understand why they are still married. Linda believes in love, said Davy. She's very faithful. She's not interested in sex. Maybe she'll bolt like my mother, I said.